Hey, Tap Potters, Kyle Martino here, bringing you a special edition of That's a Dive. With Jose Mourinho bringing his A game in the press, but his team struggling on the pitch, I wanted to share this discussion Rebecca, Robbie Earle, and I had from Match of the Day. Have a listen.
You know that what was the result? 3-0. 3-0. Do you know what this means? 3-0. But also mean 3 premierships, and I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. 3 for me and 2 for them. Respect. Respect. Respect, man. Respect. Respect. Respect,
man. I am the manager of one of the greatest clubs in the world, but I'm also one of the greatest managers in the world.
There doesn't seem to be any argument that you've been one of the great managers, but would you still be a great manager if you were here with all this?
Do you ask that question to the manager that finished third in the Premier League last season? To the manager that finished fourth? To the manager that finished fifth?
I'll answer your question. I've asked Jurgen Klopp if he needs to win a title to be a good manager. Yes, I have asked him that question.
Yeah, because he never won anything in international, for example.
But he hasn't told me that he thinks he's one of the greatest managers.
But that's his problem. I tell you what I think, I tell you what I feel. Jurgen tells you what he wants. We are the last team in England to win an European competition. And last season, I repeat, I won 8 titles. I won 8 titles. I am the only manager in the world that won Italy, Spain, and England. And by winning 8 titles, not small titles, not small countries, 8 proper titles, my second position last season is one of my greatest achievements in football. I think and I say, you disagree. No. You disagree. No. You have the right to disagree. No problem for me.
Okay, guys, can we move on to the Sundays? Can we
finish.
Move on to the Sundays, please? Sorry.
Okay, finish.
We need to move on to the Sundays.
Carl, did you know he won 8 titles? Your reaction.
I didn't say that a couple.
Your reaction to that, because I know that when you watched it, am I right in saying you actually rewound to watch most of it again because you were kind of flabbergasted by the press conference?
I just couldn't believe how he kept doubling down. When he's just been given all these opportunities, it's not as if people are catching him and sort of tricking him into saying these things. They're offering him softball questions to say the right thing, and he just chooses constantly not to because he's drawing this line, and in the past, it works. It's me on this side, you guys on this side, and what happens is he goes and wins, and you look silly by challenging him. When that doesn't happen, and he keeps going back to these things, he looks silly. I mean, you know who won 3 titles? Arsene Wenger. He called him a specialist in failure. You know, he says, I'm not the type of guy to be in front of the camera. Well, what was the knee slide in a suit at Old Trafford when you were with Porto? We've seen all the things he says he's not. The thing he says he is, a great manager, we don't see that right now. There's probably a dozen managers that would do better with this Manchester United job than he's doing right now. So at some point you have to say, you know, Jose, you are a great manager, one of the greatest managers ever. But for right now, you're not doing a great job with this club. $500 million in the way we're watching you play. And the insecurity about you constantly having to say how good you are. It's like a comedian that bombs standing up there saying, I'm really funny. I swear, I'm hilarious. I'm really funny. I mean, it's just not funny anymore.
You agree?
Yeah. What's really interesting, Rebecca, and we'll go back to 2004 when he first came into English football. You were part of the media as I was. This guy was engaging. He had the press eating out of his hand. Great lines, great humour, little wink. We're in a situation now where the British media and the football press are like vultures circling. They realise that it's probably the first time in English football he's not in a strong position. He might be manager of Manchester United. He might have won 8 titles and 3 of them in the Premier League. But at the moment, he's in a vulnerable position.
He brought that on himself.
He has absolutely brought it on himself with his attitude, with the way he speaks to people, with times the way he's acted when he's won things. People wait. And time will tell. And now he's in a situation where the press are circling. I'm not sure how much of that dressing room is behind him, and games like Burnley will tell us whether they are or not. I just think he's in a really awkward position, Jose Mourinho, and this could be the end of him in Premier League football.
What if he loses tomorrow at Burnley?
He should lose his job. I mean, he absolutely should. If you see some of the teams that are performing with a much smaller outlay on talent, and he keeps going back to Jurgen Klopp. I mean, Jurgen Klopp just made it to a Champions League final. The way his team plays is thrilling, and he's done it through academy players and buying players that others didn't want. So at some point, the contrast when you have bad performances against teams like Burnley in the position they're in right now, is going to have to cost him his job. If you're the greatest ever manager, then this team is drastically underperforming.
If they were to fire him, whether it's after tomorrow's game or in the next couple of weeks, and they got in a new man, could this squad win the Premier League title this season?
This squad could go close with the right kind of player.
Therefore, do you think that will influence the decision on the board?
I absolutely do. I'll tell you one thing that looks like it's going to happen this week. Anthony Martial looks like he's signing a long-term contract. If Jose Mourinho was running this club as he would like to, as he did at Chelsea, Anthony Martial would be sold. He's not Jose Mourinho kind of player. So that tells me that maybe the people behind are thinking, with another guy, Anthony Martial might be the player that we saw come into this football club. So I'm just not concerned that Jose Mourinho's got enough people in that dressing room who really support him.
And not only is the on-field stuff not going his way, but the off-field stuff, the camera cutting to Ed Woodward and Paul Pogba's agent, and all of these people that he, in the past, whether it was, you know, Ramos and Casillas, those challenges that ended up going his way, none of them are going his way right now. Because Ed Woodward, every time he calls out Ed Woodward, is saying, your days are kind of numbered here. I'm going to be here for a while. And by the way, I'm going to hire a director of football. We're going to fix this. But if you're going to draw a line and it's me or you or Pogba or you, I mean, the decision's pretty easy for the hierarchy of Manchester United. So that was Rebecca Earle and myself previewing United's match at Burnley. The international break is almost upon us, so be sure to listen to my next pod, where I'll cover the U.S. men's national team's upcoming friendlies against Brazil and Mexico. Until then, stay on your feet.